What's going on, everybody? Hope we're ready for another episode today. So today we're going to finish up our emotional series for this week. It's not all emotions in human history, but just, you know, some of the ones that I wanted to highlight. And we'll probably come back to another point, like I said before. So don't feel like I missed something and I forgot about it. I didn't forget. We're just going to come back to it. So today we're talking about things that make us feel scared. So scare is a verb that gives you a feeling of when you see or feel something or hear something that makes you feel like you have no hope, that you can't do anything. It's so beyond your ability that you inside your heart will start going very quick, and you can't move sometimes, or sometimes you have a sweat. So what we call a cold sweat is when you start to sweat but you don't feel hot. You're just because your body is reacting to the fear, to something scary that you're seeing. So like yesterday, we're going to talk about some synonyms and then a few phrases that have to do with fear or being that feeling of being scary. So when we describe something as scary, we're describing the person or a situation or maybe a thing that makes us feel scared, okay? So rather than using the word scaring, okay? Scaring is a verb, whereas most of the time we use the ing. As for adjectives, for scary, we have to use it with the y, okay? So things that are scary, monsters, if they were real, which they're not, monsters, or maybe if you're in the woods and there's a bear, that's pretty scary. I've had that experience once before. It's very scary. Or maybe something very big in your life is happening, loss or something like that can be very scary. Or maybe a test. Tests are generally, they can be very scary as well if they're very big and important. But we also have things like the word spooky and the word eerie. So these two words, they describe a feeling more like something that's not threatening, but something that doesn't feel right. So in a lot of movies, you'll see characters in the house or in the tree, in the woods, and there's ghosts and it's dark and it doesn't feel safe, but it doesn't feel dangerous. So we use both the word spooky and eerie to describe these kind of feelings of the unknown, something very mysterious or not very clear. So we like to use these words, especially around the American holiday, Halloween, which is October 31st. And we talk about these just because you have the ghosts and you have the bats and the vampires and all of these different creatures or monsters that make us feel scared, but maybe not in a threatening way, but in more of a spooky or eerie kind of way. The opposite of that, or not the opposite, but to more to the point of scary, is something that is terrifying. So terrifying is something that is very scary. It's a bit of an extreme adjective for the word scary. So a terrifying experience could be something like if you're in a very serious accident, that can be very terrifying while you're in that accident. Recently, there's been a lot of plane crashes, which is not a very happy, it's a very sad thing, but that can be very scary in that situation. That's so we use the word terrifying instead. And of course, we can say as an adjective describing how you feel, I am terrified, okay? And that means something that's very, very scary. All right, so it's just used the other ways. I feel terrified. She looks terrified. It's used in the same way as all of our other emotional adjectives when we're using them in a sentence. Okay, now we have a couple words that are similar to scary, but they're maybe less than scary because they're not threatening. They don't make you feel in danger. So the first one is startle. So to startle means to surprise somebody, but maybe in a way that with fear. So if I'm behind a door and someone opens the door and I jump at them that feeling of you kind of jump back in defense and you're like, you have that kind of that gasp, then that can be a startling experience. That's startling. But it's only the reason we have a different word is because startling is only a very quick feeling. It's quick and then it goes away again. So whereas fear or be something that is scary can make you feel that way for a long time, for a few minutes or for a long, long time. So that's the difference between scary and startling. We also have the word nervous. So nervous is a feeling of you don't feel in danger because your life's not in danger, but you're nervous because you have to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Okay, so that can be, for example, speaking in front of other people. This is a very common fear for people, and we use the word nervous to describe that feeling of unease, that feeling inside that you don't want to do this, but something you have to do. So the first few times I had to speak in public, I felt a bit nervous. The first time I taught, I've definitely felt nervous, but you, of course, when you get more used to something, you feel less nervous and you feel more confident. So nervous is kind of the opposite feeling of feeling very confident. You feel self-conscious. You're looking at yourself and you feel uneasy about something. Okay, so those are the main synonyms the main words that have to do with the word scary. Let's talk about a couple different phrases that have to do with that with the word scary. So the first one is a little bit informal, so make sure that we don't use it in all of our speaking. Maybe if you wouldn't say this to your boss, but you can say scared the crap out of me. So crap is another word for poop. And we use this word to mean that something made you feel very scared. So it scared the crap out of me. So we can describe, for example, a film. I went to go see the new horror movie. It scared the crap out of me. Okay. Or I could say it for a test. So I could say, oh my gosh, that test, it scared the crap out of me. But when I took it, it was very easy, right? So before I took the test, I had a feeling that it was going to be very hard, so I was scared. But after I took the test, it was very easy, so I didn't have that feeling anymore, okay? Another way we can say very scared like that is we can say he is scared stiff. Scared stiff. So stiff means it won't move. So the idea of this is you're scared to the point that you cannot move anymore. Your back straightens, so you're standing up straight and tall, and you can't move anymore because you're so scared. So this can be used for a lot of different situations, but one example is if you're in the wild out in the bush or in the trees in the forest or wherever, and or maybe in the water, and you see a dangerous animal like a shark or a bear or a large cat, like a lion, then you can say, oh, I was scared stiff. I couldn't move. Sometimes it's what we say literal, means that you actually could not move. But sometimes it's just you have a similar feeling of not being so scared you couldn't move anymore. Okay, so we can say he was scared stiff or she was scared stiff. And then lastly, this one's a little bit nicer and it's a little bit more of a, this one's very much an idiom. So it's a feeling of being nervous. Right before you do something, where do you feel nervous a lot? Generally, most people feel nervous in their tummy, in their stomach. So in English, we have a phrase, butterflies in your stomach, or butterflies in my stomach, depending on the pronoun. So it's that feeling in your tummy that feels that uneasy feeling. We say that there are butterflies, little flying butterflies in your stomach. So I can say, for example, oh, yesterday I had to make a presentation. I had butterflies in my stomach before the presentation. I had butterflies in my stomach, or there were butterflies. So we can have the butterflies, or there are butterflies in your stomach. Both are totally correct. Okay, and that's just a feeling of being nervous, rather in anticipation before you have to do something challenging or scary or for yourself. Okay, so when we're practicing today, let's try and practice some of our synonyms today. But I want you guys to try and say a couple of these phrases. So let's try and practice scared the crap out of me. Maybe you can tell a friend a story where something scary happened and you can say, oh my gosh, that scared the crap out of me. Maybe it was something startling, something that was just a someone jumped at you and you were startled and you say, wow, he scared the crap out of me. That's a great way to use that phrase. Okay. Otherwise, per usual, if you guys have a question, just send it to me at bitesizedenglish@gmail.com. I'm happy to help you guys out. And if you have any suggestions, if you guys want to put some input into anything you guys would like to learn in the next couple of weeks, please do send me an email, and I will be happy to take a look and put it into the future content. Okay, until tomorrow, enjoy yourselves, and I'll see you on Saturday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.